Good morning. It's the 17th of December. Our first reading for today is Job 21. I'm going to read to you from Brother Lou Sargent's work on Job. In this section, he's giving a summary of the arguments to date. I read, "Through his conflict, Job has won his way to convictions which form the ground for a further advance. These include that God is ultimately righteous in spite of all appearances, that the righteousness of God is not limited by the grave, that therefore Job will be vindicated, if not in this life, then beyond it, that this will involve his coming forth from death and seeing God, that the truly righteous will remain in the way of righteousness, the stronger for trial, and finally, that wisdom, as man can lay hold of it, is the fear of the Lord." Beyond this, however, Job has raised a number of questions to which only partial answers may be found in the book, but full solution had to await the revelation of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Among these may be listed the following, with the answers of the New Testament. There are now 11 questions with their associated answers. 1. Why should a man live to suffer? Because whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. 2. If God made man, why does he destroy him? Answer: his purpose is not to destroy, but to save, bringing many sons unto glory. Next, what is man that God should so narrowly observe his errors? And the answer: God has made man to have dominion over the works of his hands and brings him to himself. How can God's severity be reconciled with his goodness? By the fact that he is attaining a greater good, and his own glory in a redeemed multitude, who will have come out of great tribulation. How can man plead before God? Answer: he has an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins. Can God, in his purity, rightly bring mortal man into judgment with himself? All judgment has been committed to the Son of Man, who was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, and therefore can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Can God mediate with himself? Yes, when God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Why do the wicked prosper? Through the forbearance of God, so that they may have the chance of repentance, and that evil may provide the conditions for the taking out and perfecting of a people for his name. Can a clean thing come out of an unclean? Only when men have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. If a man die, shall he live again? Christ rose, becoming the first fruits of them that are asleep. Where is wisdom to be found? In the Word made flesh, who is made unto us wisdom from God, even righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Thus, Brother Sargent writes, in the scheme of revelation, the book of Job has an essential place in probing and bringing to light the problems of life, so that the answers provided in Christ may stand out all the clearer. Over the next few days, let us continue to sit with Job and to explore these problems of life and rejoice in the mediation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.